and gentlemen, we of the Butte Area Rising Coalition, formerly known as the Butte Delegation to the Montana Women's March, would like to welcome you all to the Butte Rising Above the Hate Rally. Yay!
The Butte Area Rising Coalition is a grassroots political organization formed earlier this year in Butte by Jeff Gallus and others seeking to promote progressive ideals. Last Friday, the Butte Area Rising Coalition held a rally on the steps of the Butte Silver Bow Courthouse to decry the recent violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, and to demonstrate their dissatisfaction with the office of the president. Anna Shaw is a volunteer with the coalition and says the rally shows the character of Butte.
It shows that this is not a place where we want to have racists and Nazis. It's a place where we want to be welcoming and loving for all of our neighbors.
She also elaborated on the goals of the coalition, which include the firing of certain government officials.
First aim is to show solidarity with our friends and neighbors here in Butte who would be targeted by the far right. We also want to show solidarity with the citizens of Charlottesville, Virginia, who had their town invaded by white supremacists and Nazis earlier this week. And one of our aims was accomplished before we even got here. We want Bannon fired, we want Gorka fired, and we want Steve Miller fired, but Bannon got fired earlier today, so that was good. We're a third of the way on that one.
About 80 people attended the event, which included live music and speakers. Some demonstrators also carried signs.
Well, we've got a political cartoon or a line drawing of our illustrious hater-in-chief here. And the lettering on it says, "Impeach the face of hate," and I think he is the face of hate.
When asked if Butte really could be threatened by white supremacy, this gentleman explained that racism is never far away.
Well, I think it's all around us anyway. I mean, clearly it's been in Montana forever. It's not that long ago down by Hamilton, they were raising hell about Syrian refugees. And so, I mean, you don't have to look very far to find it.
While the tone of the rally was largely one of acceptance and tolerance, some demonstrators were uncertain about the constitutional right of so-called hate groups to exercise their own free speech.
I need my children to know that I'm not going to stand idly by and let people get away with thinking it's okay to be hateful in public. People are always going to have their own opinions, but that sort of thing is just not acceptable in our community.
Would you agree that hate speech is free speech?
The First Amendment says that the government will not arrest you for saying what you want to say, but that doesn't mean I'm going to support it.
And again, here's Anna Shaw.
I don't believe that hate speech is protected under the Constitution, especially speech that threatens violence. I believe that a Nazi flag, Nazi symbol, or a Confederate flag are threats of violence, and I don't believe they should be protected.
In a recent Supreme Court decision, Justice Anthony Kennedy emphasized the importance of protecting all speech under the First Amendment. Quote, "A law that can be directed against speech found offensive to some portion of the public can be turned against minority and dissenting views to the detriment of all," end quote. And according to the American Bar Association, there's no guaranteed right to speak fighting words. However, under the First Amendment, individuals do have a right to speech that the listener disagrees with and to speech that is offensive and hateful. Despite any confusion about which forms of speech are protected by law and those that are simply disagreeable, the Butte Area Rising Coalition exercised their right to assemble and demonstrated that Butte does have a strong community that will not tolerate intolerance. More information about the coalition is available on Facebook. For KBMF, I'm Clark Grant.
You'll know us by our song.